91X News.
It's minus four, mainly sunny at noon. Good afternoon, I'm John Moody. Sterling Rawdon Township and the Fire Marshal's Office are part of the investigation into a suspicious house fire in Springbrook. Firefighters had yesterday's blaze under control in about an hour. Fire Chief Rick Caddick wouldn't comment on why he believes it's suspicious. There was heavy fire damage to one level of the two-story house and smoke and water damage to the other level. No one was home at the time. Police have foiled a murder plot against superstar Justin Bieber. The plan was orchestrated from behind bars by Dana Martin. Martin is a convicted murderer serving two life sentences in a New Mexico prison. Reporter Lindsay Davis says Martin reportedly enlisted the help of an inmate about to be released, as well as the man's nephew. Martin is allegedly obsessed with Bieber and has a tattoo of the pop star on his leg.
A relative of the uncle and nephew duo has told the media that the whole story is ridiculous and untrue, but police say they've recorded phone conversations of the nephew telling Martin he's disappointed he wasn't able to carry out the murders. Bieber's manager told ABC News, "We take every precaution to protect and ensure the safety of Justin and his fans."
The latest round of one-day strikes by elementary teachers will be hit three school boards today. Teachers will be out in York Region, Trillium, Lakelands, and Renfrew. Tomorrow, teachers from Kawartha, Pine Ridge will go on strike. This includes nearby towns, Campbellford and Brighton. Also on Friday, teachers from Simcoe County and Upper Grand around Guelph will be walking out. The teachers are protesting Bill 115, which allows the province to impose contracts on teachers and stop them from striking. Premier McGuinty has said the government will not intervene as long as the walkouts only last for one day. Auditor General Jim McCarter says the Ontario Provincial Police are doing a poor job at keeping track of what is in the evidence lockers. McCarter says police records at 7 of 8 OPP detachments he visited did not match the contents of the evidence in the lockers. He says there were examples where a gun was missing from a locker and there was too much cash in the evidence room compared with written records. OPP brass have promised to fix what they admit is a systemic problem. The auditor's report also criticizes the OPP for increasingly spending and hiring at a time when crime and accidents are declining. McCarter could not account for the 200 vehicles listed in the OPP fleet. Their emotional testimony at the inquiry into the fatal beating of a Manitoba girl, Kim Edwards, a family friend who cared for the Phoenix Sinclair most of her life, says when she learned the girl was dead, she tried to tell her story to Child and Family Services and the Assembly of Manitoba Chiefs.
Almost immediately, I started trying to get to CFS and to the AMC and to everybody the truth of this little girl, and nobody, not one of them, listened.
Phoenix died after being taken from Edwards by the girl's mother, Samantha Kimak. The girl was abused, neglected, and beaten, and her death went unnoticed for 9 months. BC Premier Christy Clark says the plans to export liquefied natural gas to Asia will mean as much to the province's economy as the oil sands do to for Alberta. In an interview with the Canadian Press, Clark says 50 years from now, British Columbians will still be cashing in on the benefits of liquefied natural gas exports. Industry experts doubt liquefied natural gas will be as lucrative as Alberta's oil sands, but they say the opportunity is monumental and should be fast-tracked. Clark promises to build 3 liquefied natural gas terminals in the northwest BC near Kitimat, set to open in 2015. Christmas is around the corner, and Canada's consumer debt levels have hit an all-time high. Statistics Canada says the debt-to-disposable income ratio in the third quarter came in at 165%. This is up from 163% in the second quarter. Finance Minister Jim Flatterley and the Bank of Canada Governor Mark Carney have repeatedly warned that money will not remain cheap forever. On another note, new survey suggests 60% of Canadians plan to travel over the holidays. The Bank of Montreal report says a strong dollar and a relatively stable economy is prompting many Canadians to consider a Christmas New Year's getaway. The bank's outlook expects Canadians will spend an average of $563 apiece on these trips. Cable and satellite companies have won a ruling from the Supreme Court of Canada. In a 5-4 decision, the Supreme Court has ruled asking cable companies to pay broadcasters for carrying their signals does not fall within the CRTC's scope. The ruling is a major victory for cable and satellite companies who had said they would have to pass on the cost to consumers. Broadcasters argued the revenues were needed to support local programming. Currently, cable and satellite firms get signals for free. 11 years after the benefit concert at Madison Square Gardens, in response to September 11th terrorist attacks, many of the same top musicians came together to raise money for those suffering for Superstorm Sandy, including Paul McCartney, The Rolling Stones, Billy Joel, The Who, Eric Clapton, and Bon Jovi. Pink Floyd's Roger Waters was among the performers. Backstage, he talked about welcoming Pearl Jam singer Eddie Vedder onto the stage for a performance of Comfortably Numb.
I felt a really good connection with the audience tonight, and Eddie was absolutely amazing. So that was like a dream come true. To have him come and sing Comfortably Numb with us was magical. In fact, I think I actually stopped singing at one point to kiss him, which is weird. I don't know, it's very rare that I do anything like that.
The show ended 6 hours after Bruce Springsteen opened it. Tickets for the benefit concert ranged from $150 to $25. An estimated 2 billion people around the world were given the chance to experience it live. That's news. Here is your Q91 Sports Report coming up after the commercial break.
91X is CJLX, 91.3 FM, Belleville. And the home of the Indy 5 at 5, Friday afternoons on 91X.
The Belleville Bulls beat the struggling Ottawa 67s 2-0 in Ottawa last night. Charlie Graham got the shutout for the Bulls, who outshot Ottawa 46-15. Adam Vershia and Jake Warad scored for the Bulls. The win moves Belleville 1 point behind the Barrie Colts for the first in the Eastern Conference, while Ottawa remains in last. Five players got bad news last night as Canada's men's junior hockey team gets closer to the 23-man roster. Coach Steve Spott says players are running out of time to prove themselves.
With the group that we've got assembled here, potentially, you have to play hard, and ultimately decisions have to be made, but that's the tough part of this business, and it's not easy.
Defenseman Derek Pouliot and Adam Pilich were cut, along with forwards Sean Monahan, Tyler Grajewicz, and Francis Beauvier. The team is expected to make 9 more cuts today. No new meetings have been scheduled in the NHL labor dispute. Mediators met separately with the league and the union yesterday, but no progress was reported. It's uncertain whether mediators will remain in the process. The NHL lockout is nearly 3 months old. In another NHL story, talks are back on to build a new arena for the NHL's Edmonton Oilers. City Council have agreed to return to the tables after talks collapsed 2 months ago when Oilers demanded an extra $6 million a year in public subsidies. The Oilers have threatened to move the team to Seattle. Mayor Stephen Mandel says the team is getting a good deal already, but is willing to have a third party look at the issues. Negotiations are moving forward with the help of a mediator. The Toronto Raptors dropped their 6th straight game as they fell 94-88 to the visiting Brooklyn Nets. Joe Johnson scored 23 points for the Nets, who snapped a 5-game losing streak. Ed Davis had a career-high 24 points and 12 rebounds in the Raptors' loss. Injuries have been a huge problem for the Raptors, who were out with 5 regulars in last night's loss. Raptors forward DeMar DeRozan missed his injured teammates.
Definitely frustrating. You know, it's frustrating not having him here tonight. It's definitely frustrating, you know, the way a lot of our guys going down, getting hurt, and, you know, it's tough, but it's something we got to battle through.
Tonight's NFL game is being played in Philadelphia as the Eagles play host to the Bengals. Cincinnati enters play with a 7-6 record and is still very much alive in the AFC playoff picture. The Eagles are just 4-9 on the season. Also in NFL news, the NFL says it is looking at expanding the number of teams that made it into the postseason. Commissioner Roger Goodell says the league will spend the next few months exploring expanding the playoff to include 14 or 16 teams. Currently, 12 teams make the playoffs. That's your sports report. Here's your local weather forecast. Today will be mainly sunny. Winds will pick up to 20 kilometers per hour, gusting reaching 40 kilometers around noon. The temperature will peak at plus 5 degrees. Tonight there will be a few clouds, low 0. Friday will be mainly cloudy, but will clear up in the evening, high plus 5. Saturday will be sunshine, low minus 7, high minus 3. At 11:10, it's plus 1. I'm John Moody, 91X News, on the air. Online at 91x.fm. News is next at 1.